Well, I had to make sure that my stuff was right, everything, got headphones in. And, well, I've had an interesting week. Like I said, the less emotional roller coaster on a personal level. But before I go into this show or what have you, look, you Drake fans, okay, y'all do realize this is that was a rap battle. I don't think any of y'all bet money or lost money. It ain't with your sports team. This generation is way too sensitive. It's a rap battle. There was lies on both sides. See, what you gotta realize is in war, the first step in war is misinformation. Hitler, post-World War I, Germany, rose to prominence and was able to gain power off of this one simple notion that Germany lost World War I because the Jews would not fight. They wouldn't take up arms. Now, yeah, that is somewhat true, but they placed the seed in people's minds. And because people was broke, poor, and all that good shit, guess what? Hitler became the man. Now, how this relates to this? Both men lied. Drake lied. Kendrick Lamar lied. One lie was a little bit more believable than the other. But let's be honest. Do we have receipts that Kendrick Lamar beat his wife? Do we have receipts that Drake is a pedophile? Do we have receipts that Drake even has another child? No, it's rap beef. Tupac said he fucked Biggie's wife. He never fucked Faith. We were like, ooh. But after the beat was over, we won't sit here talking about, well, Tupac lied. Biggie kind of insinuated that he the one that got Tupac shot at the studio. Woo-hoo! But we didn't sit there and say, whoever might won that beef, oh my God, Biggie lied that he had something to do with Tupac being shot. Ice Cube basically said Dre was gay. Go back and listen to No Vaseline. He basically said Dre was gay. Because Dre used to wear certain clothes back in the day when he was with his R&B group, right? And he was a DJ. After that, we didn't sit there and say, you know, Q was lying that Dre was gay because of that, Ice Cube shouldn't win. So why is it that when Drake loses this rap battle, which was, as in my opinion, one of the best rap battles of all time, especially when it comes to, in this day and era, the best rap battle of all time, that y'all want to look at who lied so much? Oh, by the way, you want to skip past that Drake lied. And it was like, oh, now it's about who lied worse. Oh, he said that Drake was a pedophile. Oh, my God. It's, you want to know why it got so blowed up about him being a pedophile? Because y'all blew it up. Y'all made it seem like it was something. Social media blew up all the lies. Thank God we didn't have social media, because you know what? Y'all would have really fucked up the enjoyment and and the sentiment and y'all would have really fucked it. Other words, y'all would have fucked up the wet dream. Let's just be honest. Y'all would have fucked it up. So, and two, y'all sitting here saying, well, of course Kendrick clearly won. But see, you want to know why Kendrick won? Because the real winner in this, Universal Music Group, said he won. And news just came out that they want an apology. See, I'm about to go in depth and do a little deeper than what everybody else did. So, welcome to the Smokers Lounge. You know who I am. I'm Kevin Arbuckle, the champ. A.K.A. the porn rap star. You know what to do. Find all my links at allmylinks.com/pornrapstar. Smokers Lounge is brought to you by the Hottest Adult Mag in the Game, RockCitizenMagazine.com. Award-winning, award-nominated, I'm talking about BlushErotica.com. For all your kinky needs, for all your candle needs, from the smell good to the freaky shit, the Kinky Candle Company. Honesty. And for all your law needs, all you got to do is hit up the Queen of Law from the Queen City, Mitchell Rari. Links in the description. Also, find me on FullSwapRadio.com 5 days in the morning. 5 days a week in the mornings. So have your coffee, wake and bake with the Smoking Lounge. You feel me? Also on SkyhawkAppleDarkTV.com and shouts out to my man Gerald. Y'all know what the fuck it is. Y'all know what the fuck it is. I don't feel like going through it. Anyway. Wow. First of all, this was an interesting rap beat, to say the least. I appreciated every song that came out. I appreciated the lyrical warfare that took place. See, me, it was, I was not about the tea. I don't care about the tea because, see, from the era I came from, you obloviated your enemy's weak points. I'm a rapper. I rapped. I got music. I mean, mags, all that shit. I'm not trying to, you know, brag or anything, but I did this for a living at one point, and still kind of do. I done been in rap beef. I done did rap battles. So you're not gonna do a rap battle, and you ain't gonna go low as you can because the whole point is to make the crowd say ooh and ah, no different. But see, this generation, y'all ain't ready for a rap battle. Y'all ain't. Because, see, I'm going to tell you the reason why it hit. This hit different in a rap battle because this was Drake and Kendrick. The two probably hottest rappers in the game and Too Smooth for Love. They compared it to Nas and Jay-Z, but the difference between Nas, Jay-Z, and this, there was lies on both ends with them and some truths. And guess what? We didn't care. We enjoyed the music. We enjoyed the shit. It was great to see our greats go at it. We didn't nitpick it. We didn't worry about who right fucked who and if he said that he was a drug addict, we look, man, no, we enjoyed the music part of it. And guess what? The social media, of course, y'all killed it because guess what y'all wanted to look at? We wanted the tea. And I'm going to tell you what's sad. All you podcasts, even the Joe Budden and them, y'all say y'all music, but y'all wanted the tea more than anything else. And what's so funny is, it's like, Drake and them, I mean, Drake fans really are like, really upset about, oh, he lied. It's, I don't, And I know the argument that y'all gonna have, well, if he lied, that means he shouldn't have won the rap beef and this, then third. Motherfuckers, y'all sit here and believe motherfuckers actually shot people. Y'all actually believe some of the bullshit that rappers say. Y'all actually believe that rappers and celebrities got money like that, living high on the hog like that, and some of them are not. You believe anything and trust nothing. You get me? You believe anything and trust nothing. So now, yeah, Kendrick won. And let me explain something to you. When it comes to a fight, a battle, or what have you, I never thought that one of the rules was I can't say something false or what have you. I said a lot of dude couldn't keep his woman. He couldn't even stay. He's a lame in the game. He couldn't even stay hard for his dame. Come on, man. I don't know if that nigga dick stay hard. I don't know if he come quick. None of that. I never fucked him and never talked to his woman about his sexual problems. See, I'm gonna tell you what's funny. A lot of y'all ain't never ever heard of the book Sun Tzu's Art of War. And there was a guy on YouTube who broke that down. He actually did, and I loved it. I said, thank you for actually saying that. I said, act need to listen to that. Because it's funny how act and Maul, they sound like a lot of you motherfuckers. I mean, Maul was about to goddamn have a heart attack complaining about him, you know, saying lying and all that stuff. And then, of course, act. And then you got Danny from the stop. He's outside talking about something. Where's his daughter? I'm looking for his daughter. I need a GoFundMe so y'all can send me money so I can travel and look for his 11-year-old daughter. Glass over the part that he said he beat his wife. Glass over the part that he said that Kendrick Lamar's son is fathered by another man. Now, let me make this clear. I've been saying this on the podcast. I'm a Drake fan.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A. member FDIC.
Hey, I told everybody, I said when Drake came out with Family Matters, I gave him the edge until Meet the Grams. And then he put the nail in the coffin with Not Like Us. They Not Like Us. Think about it. It was like Act just didn't want to give it to Drake. He didn't want to give it to Kendrick. It's like you Duke fans. Y'all don't want to give Carolina no props at the damn time. Everybody but Hood Sports fans. Instead of just saying, we lost. No, we got to make up every excuse why they lost. And that's all what the Drake fans are doing. And I'm actually ashamed of you Drake fans because I'm a Drake fan. I'm not going to make excuses for him losing. He got out-rapped. He got out-songed. He got out. Kendrick baited him. Y'all don't see that? Okay, for example, when Drake said he fed him the information, right? Okay, here's a thought. How did Kendrick knew that when he talked about Family Matters and what is it? Not Like Us, right? Which means he had it recorded. Now, from what I understand, for what has been said, that song was recorded before the other songs. So he recorded that before the other songs. Ain't no one talked about that part. Smoke that over for a minute. So he already had that in the tuck. How the fuck he knew that Drake shit said Family Matters? Y'all fed him that. I mean, Drake, you said you fed him information. The only thing you talked about was the fact when he mentioned the daughter. But hold up. How did he know you, when you was going to drop? Even though he timed it right, but how he knew it was going to be Family Matters? Come on now. Now, Drake sounded feeding the last song. Yeah, that song was banging. I ain't go front. Everything Drake dropped, actually doing this whole, let's make this clear. Everything Drake dropped was hot. Y'all act like the motherfucker said it was whack. No, we talking about beef. Not Billboard, not with it chart, not with it banging the club. Beef. Battle song. What you think about that? We're not talking about can I listen to that man McCoy Bang. No, this is a back. You cannot judge. Like when I would hear a motherfucker say, man, I ain't want to hear that shit that Kendrick talking about. I want to hear some shaggy dance with this and third. Then motherfucker shut up and do not, I repeat, sit here and commentate on the beef. You canceled out because you're not even listening to listen. No. You just want something you can got them shake your ass to or go to the strip club and see a girl twerk to. No, real niggas want to hear what these motherfuckers are saying and who's saying it the best. I'm sorry, Drake bought a gun to a tank fight. Drake thought after he did Family Matters, he had it. And see, regardless, it's like this. Before that was 6-16. Once again, I was going to give that to Drake because that's what I was judging off of. But then, that dropped. See, because the tone, the style, the song, the beat, the production, serious tone. Then, of course, he gave you the party track. To understand this, what it was, and I said this before on the show, I said Drake was trying to shoot at everybody. You can't shoot at everybody. Actually, your focus should have been Kendrick. You want to know why? Because you take out the king of the head of the revolution. See, as the king, see, Sean, once again, Drake apparently did not read Art of War. You cut off the head of the revolution. The revolution was the rest of these rappers coming at Drake, right? Because Drake is the king. He's the ruler of the castle, right? Yeah, he had a lot of motherfuckers coming at his head. But guess what? If you the champ, you number one, everybody gonna come at you. Niggas came at Jay-Z. What's the difference? Rick Flair with Champ. Niggas come at him. Floyd Mayweather. Muhammad Ali. If you the king or the champ, guess what? You at the top of the mountain. Motherfucker trying to knock you off. You supposed to protect that by any means necessary. So now guess what? Drake did wear the red flag, white flag. He had no choice. Because, see, once again, because of social media, don't want to take the rap battle on face. What it is a rap battle. Now, granted, yeah, if people was really listening, because it's funny how all these people that broke down these verses and y'all still didn't understand what the verses were saying. Kendrick told him, we can play it one or two ways. We can keep this clean. It's just a regular rap battle. Or if you want to go hardcore, we can. We can bring out the tables, the barbed wire, the chairs, the ladder, you know what I'm saying? What the thumbtacks, all that shit, nigga. We can do that. Or we can keep it a regular wrestling match. If you go dirty, I go dirty with you. And see, the reason why, because Drake thought he could out-dirty him. And I'm going to tell you what's funny. People don't realize it ain't even about the tea. Y'all so stuck on the tea, ain't worried about the tea. It's the way the nigga worded the tea that actually won him the goddamn battle. The way he worded it. He said the same shit in two songs. No different than Drake. Neither one of them really didn't have much more on each other. Let's look at the line. I mean, what is it? Some OVO mole or something had a website that got this thing up. They're supposed to be saying this about Kendrick Lamar. She saw Kendrick Lamar beat up this woman. I guess his girl, what have you. I'm like, it's some white chick. Yeah, Chingy slept with a transsexual. And did he really sleep with a transsexual? And later the transsexual came out and said that she didn't. He didn't. Had to short his career, didn't he? Like I said before, Drake is petty. So let's keep it 100. So was Kendrick. Kendrick had to be pettier. Ric Flair said it best. I'm the dirtiest player in the game, DPG. So guess what? This is a rap battle. The stakes were high. It was going to get ugly. It was going to get nasty. Somebody was going to bleed. All that shit. The problem is that y'all couldn't handle the ugliness of it. What y'all expect was going to happen? What you thought was going to happen? This is what y'all wanted. And now y'all complaining about who lied on this, who lied on that, who... Oh, my God. You fucking degenerates. Like, I'm sitting there looking at I-ish on the JBP. He looks sick. Like, he lost money on this shit. And two, if you did, why didn't you rap? Why would you put money on a rap beat? I don't... You got a prize pick. Put money on that shit. Jesus Christ. Daddy butthurt. Act is butthurt. And let me tell you something. Act and Joe, they are right now neck and neck for number one in this shit, dog. Because they really won the most. There was a lot of wins in this. The fact that Kendrick Lamar lift the copyright restriction on his shit so content creators can make their money off of, you know, breaking it down, this, that, and the third. They won. Hip-hop won. But let me tell you, really won. Universal Music Group. Lucian, that's his name, right? Because it's interesting, I was watching a YouTube channel, and it's funny what you, and I'm pretty sure he's legit. Cause if no way in hell you can't sit and tell me that dude ain't on point with some of the shit that he gets, right? That Universal Music Group, and I don't know if Joe and them gonna talk about it Saturday or not, or mention it. But Universal Music Group, Lucy said, okay, beef over, Drake, you lost. Kendrick, you need to do a public apology to Drake and say he's not a pedophile or else. Why is this news interesting? And a lot of people have been talking about more information about Drake music deal. Interesting. Drake's music deal. $400 million. Dude on that same let me do him some justice, man, because I can't sit here and quote this dude and I don't give him his props and love, man, because, I mean, dude, I found him out this bitch. Yeah, urban legend Will Evans. Y'all check him out on YouTube, man. It's some interesting shit. He's one of the other guys that been doing his thing. And No Shaq, with his reactions, I love that dude. He's crazy. But when you... I don't see I'm trying to go with this. The point being is, this battle is going to make Universal a lot of money. Trust and believe. Because they both are connected to Kendrick. They Kendrick and Drake. You feel me? Kendrick and Drake. Well, I understand Kendrick has a publishing deal with Universal. So the or else is, we're going to drop your publishing deal. That's probably what the or else is. I don't know if they're going to try to kill Kendrick type shit, what I've been hearing, but no, I doubt. But, yeah, cut him off from publishing. And, if you want to be honest, Universal don't want to lose that money because he did the Super Bowl. Drake didn't do the Super Bowl because there would never be a Super Bowl in Canada. But now he really won't do the Super Bowl. But when I sat back and I listened to what everybody was saying, Drake, I didn't realize how much money was invested in Drake. Which speaks to Drake really, 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 okay, I see why he had a fucking ego. It's really serious. Hey, I can see why he got an ego. It makes sense. Regardless of what y'all want to say, he's biracial, whatever, from Canada. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Yeah, Drake gonna be feeling himself. Yeah, he gonna holler at some of these athletes' chicks and this, that, and the third. And he gonna rub a lot of niggas the wrong way because guess what? Okay, understand this. He was technically Hollywood to begin with. Trust me, I follow Drake real. Degrassi. So he was already Hollywood. So he already was connected to a certain extent. So going over the music was not that so far-fetched. He got in with the right connects. At the end of the day, regardless of what y'all can say about Drake, the motherfucker has to be actually damn good for y'all to want to buy his shit and love his music. Whether he's corny or not. Let's keep it 100. Y'all buying his shit. He done had number one record. So as corny as y'all say he is, well, damn. He's so corny that y'all love his music. He is so corny that y'all are butthurt because he lost. Only thing I'm butthurt of a loss is anything to do with the Carolina Tar Heels. Let me make that clear. Anything to do with Carolina Tar Heels. And the worst butthurt would be against Duke. So, trust me, if I ever meet Joe, because I heard he's a Duke fan, I will. He better hope that Carolina, he better hope that Duke won. Because if I see him, I'm going to remind him, oh, yeah, I know you're a Dukie. I didn't feel to get goddamn ram run by the Rams, boy. Anyway, back to my point. Universal Music Group got him a lot of endorsements, a lot of shit. Let's be honest. When you hear Steve Stout, because people talk about Steve Stout, I mean, I know I'm regurgitating shit, but I'm regurgitating to get to my complete synopsis. You know what I'm saying? Or what you know, because you know me is totality. That him going independent, which was probably true, $10 million a day, 6 months, $60 million. We all know there's many reasons that you can point to why Drake, it was that more marketable. I mean, I know motherfuckers go there with colorism, he's a Jew, he's half Jew or something. Now, it's the right people wanted to push this man. They anointed him to be the prince, the next in line, the way that they set him up. His people, all the shit they talking about where Drake went there, Drake went there. Well, guess what? His people set that shit up for him to go there. Trust and believe. Money talk, bullshit ran the marathon and lost people. A lot of money was spent to make Drake as great as he is. But see, the thing about it is that what hurt Drake with the lies, and we're going to go there with the lies of Kendrick Lamar, well, the lies was kind of plausible. I mean, I can tell a lie on you and ain't nobody going to believe it. But if I tell a lie that is based off a character or something that you have in questionable or what have you in your past, guess what? Guess what happens? They gonna believe it. For example, if someone lies and say, yeah, Bob was in an orgy last night, dog. You know I did porn, so get what I can say. Oh, yeah, he probably was. Let me call and see how it is. Listen, man, they say, yeah, Bob cut a dude's throat. I'm like, not Bob, man. He don't own a weapon. He don't own a gun. Think about that. Smoke that over. Yeah, that's right. If someone say that I fucked something that is female, let's make that clear, cis, or what you would like to say, or the appropriate cis female, yeah. Thumbs up. You're probably right. I take it. It might be at least 90% right. Let's go. But the main thing of it is that with Drake, I think the biggest mistake is not, it's not that he just underestimated him. I don't think Drake really wanted to battle him. I mean, when I sit back and think in retrospect, even down to the last song, yeah, Drake was taunting him in this, that, and third, but I think... Okay, see, I'm going to tell you what's... I'm going to tell you what's interesting, right? See, if y'all connect the dots from when Maul talked about right when Metro Boomin came out, right? Have anyone ever asked the question, why now? Been 10 years. Why now? Because they say it was set off by first-person shooter, right? And Kendrick and J. Cole's friends, but Kendrick and Drake are ops. Which, once again, was kind of, I had to go back and listen. I didn't realize that. I actually, to be honest with you, I was like, well, damn, I didn't know they disliked each other. I thought they were competitive, but I didn't think it was a dislike. I'm like, How do you dislike? Y'all both rich. It's, you ain't even got to be around each other. You can see each other in passing. I shouldn't know enough about you to dislike you. I'm just saying. But I think in many ways, I don't think Drake really wanted to go do this. I think he was somewhat coached into it, what have you, because like I said, when Marl said he talked to him, even when he was like, asked him if he would go to, what was it, Dreamville, he said, I don't know, he said, it don't feel right. Schoolboy Q, it's reported to have had a conversation with J. Cole prior to he got on stage. These are little reports I'm hearing, right? Now, Drake, what is it? Finally going to offensive. Right? With push-up. And then he goes and do the AI shit. Now, I want y'all to think about this for a second, right? Universal Music Group decided to get back with TikTok. Right? Not only did they get back with TikTok, now motherfuckers can make, you know what I'm saying? Universal can, you know, people can make money on their TikTok. They use their TikTok. They can do the TikTok, this and thing, right? Now, you got Drake doing the AI. Now, granted, it got taken down, but y'all don't think that was a test run, motherfucker? See, Universal Music Group wanted this beef because there was some shit they wanted to test out. And they wanted Drake to win because you know why? They wanted to get that AI shit over. And who better than Drake? And I feel them. Have y'all not noticed the rise of AI music lately? See, y'all so busy looking at the shit. No, y'all so busy looking at the monkey throwing shit at the TV, you ain't seeing the elephant in the room over there sitting with his leg crossed eating popcorn. And peanuts laughing at you, motherfucker. Like, y'all always see me over here. It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. Yeah. Keep looking at the monkey, motherfucker. That's the elephant. That's why they wanted Drake to win. They didn't realize that people keep saying, well, people want to see Drake lose. And people hate Drake. This. Hell no. Bullshit. Everybody wanted to see Drake win. Stop it. You know something? The only people that probably wanted Kendrick to win, let's be 100% fucking real. Let's be fucking honest. The only people that really wanted Kendrick to win was West Coast. No one wanted Kendrick to win. Come on. Listen. And Joe Budden. That's it. And Joe Budden. Them the only two entities of hip-hop that wanted Kendrick to walk away with this victory. That's the only reason. So when they saw he lost, they said, look, and they knew it with that last song. Drake probably didn't even want to record the shit. Lucy was like, no, fuck that motherfucker. You have to do one more. One more. 400 million. Go out there, boy. You say you're the boy. Well, go out there, boy. See, y'all ain't seeing it. Now, I don't know if Joe gonna point it out. If he do, he'd probably be on Patreon. See, I'm doing the sciences, as my man Danny says. See, I love when he say that, because I ain't gonna front. Danny be doing some science now, though. I might joke on Danny, but Danny's he's a bad boy. He's a bad boy with his shit now. But that's the point. Because, let's be real. You know how much defamation lawsuits was within this battle alone on both sides? Why do you think they stepped in and asked him to apologize and what have you? I thought Kendrick Lamar album supposed to drop in May, now he's dropping in June. Wonder why. Because I do recall they were saying, yeah, he got an album dropping in May. You know what I'm saying? That's why he's trying to... That's why this battle is kind of good because well, you know what I'm saying, he got an album coming. I even said that. I said, well, her, damn, I heard he got an album coming in May. But now somebody says it's coming in June. Interesting. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and by the way, the last song they put the nail in the coffin is right now, is going to be the theme of the summer and probably get nominated for a Grammy. And is right now doing numbers. It's probably number one on the Billboards this week. Actually, if you look, I think the top six is mostly Kendrick on Apple. See, they wanted that for Drake. But see, the problem was Drake should have just rapped. And see, people keep saying, well, he was rapping. No. Don't worry about the T. Show the skills. I know people say he showed his skills, but show your skills. Let your skills speak, not the T. Because you saw what happened when you played that game. It backfired. See, actually, Drake sounded real stupid saying that I fed you the information. So in hindsight, you fed him the information that basically gave him momentum. You fed him the information that gave him momentum. Even though it was fake, think about it. You fed him information that could actually be believable. I'm talking about the two kids that they pointed out, they were saying that was his, which was not, looked like you. One was a girl, one was a boy. I mean, I'm just saying, how dumb is that? So I'm going to give you, I'm going to feed you some other shit. Actually, what I'm feeding you information for anyway? You say you the superior rapper. You should have to feed him shit, just digging his ass. See, what happened was, Pusha T changed rap battles. Pusha T changed rap battles. Because when he did that, and to the point where, if you notice, once again, you had motherfuckers had to step in, yo, we need to end this rap beat, we're getting too serious, you know, buh, 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 duh, duh, duh. Think about it. I don't remember Jay-Z and Nas beat, motherfucker was stepping in like, hold on, we need peace. Now, Lynch Mob versus NWA, that was totally different. Y'all remember that, fighting in the airport. Yeah, I'm sorry. Real niggas straighten their posture when you hear that goddamn, they're not like us, I'm just saying. Straighten your back, homie. but that's why I just find it funny ain't no one talked about that. Now my man been mentioning it, but nobody else. Not even Lovely T. But give it time. I'm pretty sure she's gonna do a whole fucking breakdown of that shit. Because trust me, Lovely T probably already about to do a video on it. Actually, Lovely T, I would love for you to please do a breakdown of that. Well, what I just was saying. Because to me, why would Lucci and him step in and say, no, stop it, this, that, and the third? What the fuck? Because they got a lot to lose because they had a lot invested in Drake and this battle. Trust me on this. They weren't going to lose, though. It like put it this way. Drake was not going to lose, but so much thing. Soon that nigga dropped the next album, we back vibing. He's back number one. We don't care. Okay, he lost to Kendrick. Kendrick proved himself he's number one. Then I don't understand why Maul got so fucking emotional. I'm like, soon as Drake drop again, guess what? You back. Yeah. He's back number one. There you go. The world moves on. Y'all be out to have aneurysms over that shit. It's not even cool. I understand your fandom, but shit. Don't have a goddamn motherfucking hernia over it. Jesus. But see, what? Damn it, my phone. No, but that's the thing that I kind of don't understand with all this. And like I said, people, it's funny nobody talked about that. Why was Universal, Nike and all this, is so invested in the battle? Why is all this coming to the surface? Let's not forget that, actually, by the time y'all hear this, I don't know if they caught whoever it is. Man, it was a drive-by shooting in Toronto at his spot. It's just like Drake was just having a rough week. Damn, Crody. Having a rough week, yeah. He fuck with you, yeah. I'm just saying. I think, in the scheme of things, that, yeah, he got a $400 million deal, but what did he give up to get it? Because, yeah, he does tour a lot. And even when we used to do shows and stuff like that, man, that takes a toll. Takes a toll. Be honest with you, Drake, and to the point where he ain't even got the tour that heavy no more. He too big. His merchandise, his money, it's a lot of money, and they're trying to get back, they're investing in this dude. So I get it. But he signed that deal. And I don't blame him, it's $400 million. The fuck? Hey, you get to go around the world, rap, talk shit. But see, the problem is that, let me tell you something. Fuck all lies. Fuck all this. Every celebrity has a dark secret of some kind. Every celebrity has some shit with them. Why do we act surprised when we hear anything? Why is it that, and two, if something happened, it happened. Now, do I believe Drake messed with some underage girls? No. I mean, the video on stage, it was when she said she was 18, when she was 17, you need to go. I can't even defend that one, Drake. I can't. And no, what's funny is motherfucker bringing up the law and all that shit. Oh man, it's 16 in this state, and Canada is 16, but it's the federal law is 18, so they can say fairness and stuff. I'm just like, I'm gonna tell you what happens, right? And see. This is why I tell people, you can't give bullets and give them the gun and expect them not to shoot you. All the things that Drake did through the years that was questionable, creepy, weird, whatever you want to call it, right? Awkward, I don't know. You made the stigma to where they can throw shit on you and it actually would stick. And it may not even be your shit. It's just shit. And see, it's not even that Kendrick hitting his wife or the situation with him raising another man's baby, that accusation. The fact that he out-rapped Drake was the reason why we forgot about that. Didn't care. I didn't care either way. It's like, I had a dude send me a comment saying about Drake and about Kendrick being a liar and stuff, and I'm like, all rappers lie. Only the drill rappers and don't lie, and that's because we talking about bodies. Because a lot of drill rappers do have bodies. I'm just saying. Not lying. So, I mean, it's like, let me tell you how big the battle was. Shit was going on with Trump. We ain't even thought about that. No one talked about it. I don't care. So that's why I said, understand it's the real winners. It was a lot of winners, but the biggest winner was Universal Music Group. Because, like I said, now, and I want you to think about this shit for a second. That I could do a... All of a sudden, the two drive-by shootings in Toronto, right around the time, the beef, XO and OVO. Y'all don't find that curious? Let me leave you with this. Controversy creates cash. Edwards kept saying that Drake ain't like that. Now, it's funny. People say Drake ain't like that, but then again said Drake got killers around him, right? Which one is it? Because in order to have killers around you, you either got to have the money or you got to have the status, or both. Well, I kind of think he do have both. I mean, shit, I'm pretty sure if I had made it in the rap game, there have been a couple of dudes that was killers around me. Hell, I had a bunch of killers. I had a couple of thug-ass niggas that I ran with. So, don't get it twisted. They will get it cracking. One used to enjoy beating a nigga's hand, beating a nigga with his bare hands. Shout out to my man Brewer. So, it's kind of like, I want people to understand, take this and take this into account. You got motherfuckers about to go on tour. All these cats decide to come at Drake right now. What we've been saying, hip hop has been down. I don't find this a coincidence. All of a sudden, that game was in a shot to Rick Ross. Y'all don't find this a coincidence. Chain reaction. We need it. See, it's the same thing with comedy. If people don't notice, comedy shows now are starting to be more packed now. Mother, you seeing more comedy shit on streaming services. You seeing more comedy shit. You want to know why? Because Cat Williams set it off on Club Shay Shay. So guess what? Think about this for a second. Beyonce had to do a country album. So I need to say more. She probably wanted to do one, but think about it. Why would I switch streams? To generate more buzz and money and attention. Same thing in porn. Let me try this here. Let me try BDSM. Let me get that market. You know what I'm saying? You know, let me find a chick. If I'm a black dude, let me find a white chick so I can hit the interracial market. Or even better, I need a MILF. She can play the housewife. No different. Same business, different product. The rap game, the porn game. The porn game, the drug game, all the same, bruh. All these rappers, Metro Boomin and all them, they took shots. The reason why, because at the end of the day, hip-hop needed a fucking boost of steroids. Hip-hop is now, and here's the other part, for the men. Because if you notice, What beef has dominated it? Men. Men. Hip hop's been dominated for the past, what, 2 or 3 years by women. Not too many of the men had number one hits or anything like this. Now, let's look at it. You done had girls drop diss tracks against you, Joe. We don't even talk about them. Sukiana dropped a diss track on JT. Hey, I ain't even heard it. I'm too stuck on They Not Like Us. You feel me? See, that's why I'm like, sometimes y'all gotta look deeper than the surface, man. Because this summer is gonna be hot. You wanna know why? You're gonna have, this is the political year. This is the year for the election. So these record labels, these rappers, all these motherfuckers gonna try to get their money. Because they don't know who's gonna be the president walking in 2025. All this going down the election year. If you ain't, dude, I'm a proponent of energy, brother. Energy. Pure energy. You hear all these people sitting here. You hear all these people sitting here thinking about so many. Think about so many things. So much. Think about it. This, it's funny. This is probably the dirtiest rap beef I done actually heard myself, actually. Because in the history of rap, I never heard anybody say that somebody was better about it. I never heard anyone say anything about except for Pusha T. This thing, don't get it twisted, this thing got in the mud, dog, but y'all loved it. I don't know why y'all mad. Y'all enjoyed it. Y'all enjoyed it. You want to know why? Because y'all actually went and did TikToks on it. Not only that, y'all went and tried to search, just went fact hunting. I thought this was the election for the president. I thought I was watching CNN. Yeah, let's see how many. We're doing a fact check right now of all the things that ex-President Trump has been saying. And Joe Biden. Yeah, right here. Yes, right here, Jack, that it says here is actually 25%. He was off by at least 50%. Yes, yes. 25% of the world, 25% of women do love him in their ass. But he said it was 56. He was off. I'm just saying. Come on, man. Y'all tripping. But I guess this showed me how much from the media to the fans really worship these niggas. Because it's more like a worship. I never gonna get to the point I'm gonna worship a fucking another dude. I don't get y'all. Y'all can say it ain't worship. Nah. If you felt some type of way because Drake lost a rap battle, not a sports team, not that you lost money on a rap battle, even though you were dumb to put a rap battle. I'm a Drake fan. Jay-Z lost. I was like, damn, I wanted to see him beat Nas. But I wasn't butthurt. But y'all different. Wait a second. My bad. I apologize. I'm different. I guess I'm different. So, I guess there's only one thing I can say to this. Because thanks to this wonderful man, and such a cool dude, Coors Banquet, I guess it's Like, it's only right to the victim go to spoil.
I see dead people.
That's my line right there.
Pop out and show niggas. Certified monkey man. I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time. I know he got some hoe in him. Pull on him. Extort shit. Bully the floor on him. Say, Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hammy down.
Yeah, playing with his
nose now. And Baka got a weird case. Why is he around? Certified lover boys. Certified pedophiles. Pop, pop, pop. Fuck him up. Pop, 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 pop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor.
Give it to him.
They not like us. 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 You think the bigger...
Y'all can go listen to the shit on YouTube, and y'all probably done heard it 50 times. But I just had to play it one time, man, because everybody done played it on their shit. Why can't I? So with that being said, you know how we end these things all day, every day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience? You haven't learned anything. Smoke this over. Y'all have a wonderful Thursday.